This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ooga, shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga. The chosen Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I love this song. I know you do.
Well, as long as we're playing this song, I know it has nothing to do with it, but...
Hi, this is Scott and Todd from the PLJ Morning Show.
And welcome to the PLJ Music Store, where you can purchase your favorite music from 95.5.
Thank you. And Mike?
Yes.
We got guys out the wazoo.
So to speak.
Guys calling for the Vibrator Olympics.
This is probably bad timing on my part then.
What?
I had to say hi to my my cousin Teddy's son, Ben. Ben O'Mara, that is not related to this next bit. He came down and saw me this weekend, and I had lunch with him. Teddy hadn't felt well this summer, and I had lunch with his son, Ben O'Mara, and I forgot to tell you that at the beginning of the show, because apparently up in Portland, Maine,
right,
the young guys up there,
right,
they have adopted a term that we've used on this show, and apparently it's used, at least in his circle of friends, on a regular basis with...
What is that?
In relation to going out, seeing women, meeting women, getting kissed by women,
right,
making the beast... is apparently the rage in Portland, Maine. So
the beast with two backs.
That's I mean, and apparently they use it now in for example, if you go out and you are dissed and you're not able to like score with a woman, you have shamed the beast. So he was telling me that. That's for Ben O'Mara. I like that. Good kid.
You shouldn't have mentioned his name around this segment, though.
I know.
You could have,
Ben, I didn't mean to do this. Please, I really didn't mean to do this. It's totally unrelated.
Just a coincidence. Your Uncle Mike didn't mean anything, Ben. Mike, we have no shortage of guys...
That's disturbing.
...with vibrators. It's time for the all-male Vibrator Olympics.
Oh, dear.
Dedicated to Judge McBride. It was her dying wish.
That's right. Yeah. Blimey McBride.
Let's start with Michael. Mike, hi.
Bueno a gusto, gentlemen.
Hi there. Thank you for listening. Where are you calling from, Mike?
I'm down in Lake Ridge, Virginia.
Lake Ridge, VA. The vibrator that you'll have talking to us.
Yes, sir.
Is it yours, boy?
No, sir. It is my wife.
Gay, but not too gay.
Again, I don't believe it. I think it's his.
Well, I'm going to try to think that it's not.
I think it is. What's the vibrator's name?
It's George.
You know, there's one appropriate question you can ask all of these guys. I mean,
sure.
Make this very clear.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know where it was?
Oh, I know the drawer that it's in.
Okay. Right.
You know
simple
where,
answer to simple
You know
question.
Where George lives?
Yes, George lives in a sock drawer.
And has George ever been brought out during quiet time with you and your wife?
Quiet time for my wife, yes.
But not the two of you.
Has George...
Well, with the two of us, yes.
Has George entered your life?
No, sir, he has not.
Has George touched you?
Indirectly, perhaps.
You know, excuse me, I have something in my throat.
Okay?
I'm sorry.
You know, the fact that he's one of the very first person that sprinted upstairs.
Gay, but not too gay.
As soon as we were going to do this bit.
Okay, Michael, go ahead and turn on Curious George.
Okay, we've got George, and here he comes.
I believe it, but it's...
How's that?
It's, are you kidding? It was gayrific.
Would you like some more?
No, I think we're all right.
Okay.
We're good. We're good.
And listen.
Yeah, I know.
If you're gay, we're on your side. I
Would
mean
you like
that.
Some more?
I mean that. We are gay-friendly on this show.
That's
but
right.
But did you catch the lisp?
We're gay-friendly, but we can certainly be oogie when we're thinking about men.
Did you catch his lisp at the end?
Yeah.
Would you like some more?
You have a girlfriend or a wife, Michael?
What's that?
I don't like the fact that you didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yes, sir, I am.
How many years?
I'll be celebrating 12 years this December.
What's his name?
my wife prefers not to be on the air. We can call her Susie.
See,
not
very
Sam.
See, now, again, we didn't ask for your wife to be on the air. We
but none of this
asked.
Matters, you know, because really we're simply judging Michael on Curious George.
But it would be nice to say hi to Susie Westmoreland.
All right, hold on there, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
That was the overly enthusiastic Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Let's now go to Jason. Hello.
Ooh, Jason, that's a weird... Hold on, Jason. We'll get you on a better line.
Let's go to Kirk. Hi, Kirk.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Where are you from, Kirk?
Sacramento.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening on KHTK.
Hey, my pleasure.
How long have you owned a
vibrator? Not ours.
How long have you owned a vibrator, sir?
My girlfriend has owned it for about a year and a half.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Mindy.
How did you know where it was?
I bought it for her.
Oh.
Now, does the vibrator have a name?
No.
Why would a guy... Unless the guy was what, like our sales executive, Jonathan Westmoreland, toy into the...
Well, I can answer that. I mean, if he bought it for her alone, that's kind of odd. But if he bought it to, you know, do you use it with her?
We've been known to incorporate it into the bedroom activities.
Again, you know, why did God give you that thing between your legs? I've got to ask that. I mean, yeah, unless your wife is saying, I need more. But again, I digress.
Yeah, but unless you have, like, Parkinson's, you can't get the same effect.
That's right. Do you think Michael J. Fox is great in bed now?
Perhaps.
You think Muhammad Ali is great in bed
perhaps
now?
They adjust their meds just so that it can, you know, just be like...
You know, they'd be like those wind-up teeth.
Yeah. Chattering. Sure.
Hag teeth.
Chattering. I mean, if you could really, like, control a seizure, it might be some of the best lovemaking in the world.
Mm-hmm. Like Jim Carrey in a mask. Okay, and the name, did we get the name?
He said she didn't have a name for it, but he's got to name it. You got to name it, Kirk.
Okay, let's see, it's blue in color, and let's call it...
Blue Boy.
Blue Boy. Fantastic. Blue Boy.
All right, hold the business end of Blue Boy up to the telephone and let him speak to us.
All right, here we go. See if I can vary the speed here.
He doesn't know how to work it.
All right, there you go.
That is kind of a, no pun intended, that's a poopy vibrator.
Yeah, that wasn't that good.
Yeah, a couple C batteries installed.
The other guy's was much better.
Michael, with Curious George.
Here is Chad.
Yes, sir.
Of course.
Hello, Chad.
How you doing, guys?
Doing great, Chad. What is it that led you down the vibrator road?
It's actually a different twist on the one that we've got. You guys got on the two other contestants. Mm-hmm. It's actually one that you rubber band to your tongue. It's not actually traditional. You rubber band it to your tongue and has different...
Interesting.
Now, Buzz, let me ask you.
So will you be able to, when you have... what's the vibrator's name, Chad?
We don't have a name for it yet.
No, Chad, we need a name. You got to make a... Buzz?
Yes?
You're out there getting it done. Have you ever heard of such a thing as strapping a vibrator to your tongue?
I didn't know that there was one you could attach to your tongue.
But unless a beautiful lady going to come.
That's him out, doesn't
in a word, it's brilliant. You know it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree. I think it's pretty cool.
Oh,
yeah.
You know,
especially when they don't expect it.
I finally saw one of those brilliant commercials that I thought was funny.
Right.
You know, it's way overplayed. The Guinness commercials, those guys, brilliant. I saw one yesterday during the game where they come out, the stick figures come out and say, at football games you put cheese on your head. And they put Limburger cheese on their head. And they go, brilliant, brilliant. And at the very end, they're saying, like, Guinness, drink responsibly. Right. The guy says, smells like feet.
They are, it seems like mid-season, excuse me, I choked on my own saliva. At mid-season, they have a lot of replacement commercials that are actually pretty funny. I saw a lot of new ones yesterday.
And those guys always make me think of you, Buzz. Reminds me, no, their outfits. That time we went to the beach together.
Yes.
You know, they have those old, like, 1920s.
Yes, yeah. The one piece. There. Something that Bobby Lee would wear on Mad TV. I was at the bar watching Mad TV, couldn't take my, no sound at all.
Watching, look around cafe.
And watching Bobby Lee, and I don't know what the bit or what he was doing, but he was in his underwear, like in little underoos, and I almost had a seizure.
Was he doing a Kim Jong-un thing?
No, he was just doing this, I think it was Bobby Lee and 24, and 24, is like doing a takeoff on 24, but 24 hours in the life of Bobby Lee. And, you know, most of the time he just sits there and watches TV in his underwear and, like, wearing masks, smoking cigarettes. It was absolutely, he is, without question, the funniest guy on TV right now.
There's one joke that Letterman does constantly about Kim Jong...
Kim Jong-il.
His son, uh-huh. Mentally ill.
Mentally ill. That's good.
Dumb. Funny, though. Yeah. Chad.
Yes, sir.
Have you named your vibrator yet?
No. Well, actually, the name on the package is it's called the Cricket.
Okay.
Cricket. All right. Cricket. This is a vibrator that you strap to your tongue.
Yes, it's super miniature. It's about the size of, I want to say about like a huge Vicodin pill. They go together.
There you go. That'll turn you. Now,
they go together.
I'm thinking Chad could probably give us almost a Peter Frampton sound when he's doing that.
Tongue that phone.
I wanna thank you.
Good times,
good times, good times, good times.
Sunnier days.
Okay, Chad, let's hear it, pal.
All right, hold on. Let me.
All right, Chad.
Do we have it from the intro net, Rob?
We've got it. Oh, yeah, here it is.
It'd be interesting to see if he speaks differently after using it. Warming it up.
You guys hear it's a little bit less powerful than the shotgun we had earlier.
What are you doing, Chad?
I'm trying to connect it up to the side of the phone.
Yeah, why don't you connect it to your tongue and then stick your tongue on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on a work phone.
Okay, but not too good.
Yeah, you happen to have your Cricket vibrator at work?
Yes, I do.
Excuse me.
Why did you bring it to work?
Perhaps he works in a bookstore.
I hung up on him.
I do.
We did the Google search, and we found Tongue Joy.
I like
no
this
piercing
product.
Needed. Tongue Joy described as amazing by More Sex Tips for Girls, Cosmo's Sex Toy of the Month. Combined the two together at the same time. Huh. One of the finest sex toys ever seen.
Is it for men and women?
I guess. For more power, simply...
Well, I guess it would be. I mean, you put a vibrator on your tongue.
For more power, simply attach the Power Pack Booster. If your tongue is pierced, you can slot it straight in with a medical-grade stainless steel barbell attachment.
Thank God.
Included. There you go. There you go. Maybe Carla would be interested in that, Mike.
Wow.
Pass that on.
Buzz, you want me to share this information with you?
Yeah, run a copy.
All right.
Running extra electricity into your mouth, what could possibly go wrong?
Okay, lots of guys are standing by.
Oh, you always have to ruin the party.
Yeah. We got to break. More guys are standing by for the Vibrator Olympics for men. So we'll extend this one more round. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt butt. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, now.
Gay, but not too gay.
They pursue the rare and magical white unicorn, Don and Mike.
Almost Buzz News and Comment time, so let's just get to as many guys as we can. And let's see, we still doing the Vibrator Olympics with guys.
Yeah, we've had ask Michael, ask Chad, ask Kirk, and ask Jason.
Here's Dan. Hi, Dan.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing very well. Where are you from, Dan?
Sacramento.
And the vibrator, yours?
No. Well, yes and no.
Oh, explain, please.
It's mine, but my girlfriend enjoys it.
My girlfriend enjoys it.
Okay, so it's...
Gay, but not too gay.
It's yours.
Yeah. What's the name of your vibrator, Dan?
Let's just call it Blackie.
Let's call it Brownie. Blackie. Blackie's okay.
Blackie. Wow.
And do you use it with your girlfriend, or do you use it by yourself?
Both.
You use it by himself.
if it sounds good, we'll stop the contest right here because we've got exactly what we were looking for.
Dragon says what?
You know, you remind me of that guy that Mike and I met in the islands. He was the nicest guy. His name is Tari Stool.
Tari Stool was an amazing, amazing man. You know, while he was with us. He was fantastic.
All right, faggot. I mean, contestant.
Damn.
because it's, you know, he's the first. Listen,
first guy's been honest enough to say he used it by himself.
We shouldn't bust your balls. You're the first guy.
So to speak.
Without being terribly explicit, do you use it on the front or on the back? Of yourself.
Or both.
Right in the middle.
Hey, that ain't anybody's business.
Is that what, really? I mean, that in the no man's land, is that where you...
The fleshy fun freeway.
Yeah.
The bridge.
The bridge. The bridge.
Nuts bridge. Buzz, you're surprisingly silent on this.
Yeah, listening and learning.
I know. Buzz is over there with rapt attention.
Taking notes. The bridge from the berry farm to the mud bog.
Okay, Dan. What's Blackie? That's
Blackie. Dan Blackie. And Blackie.
We're ready to hear what you've got going with Blackie Parrish. So turn him on and let's go.
Okay.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
No way.
Like he's leaf. Got a chainsaw.
It's like a leaf blower.
That's a chainsaw. Something. You got a chainsaw.
Hey.
Chainsaw.
Well, get out of here. Sound like he pulled a cord. Jesus, he was playing us.
He was.
Hi, this is Scott and Todd from the PLJ Morning Show.
And welcome to the PLJ Music Store, where you can purchase your favorite music from 95.5.
Makes no sense.
No.
Gay, but not too gay.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Sacramento.
Of course, that's where all of the...
Man, all these calls are coming. Really,
that's where all these packets, calls. I mean, listeners seem to be calling from today. The vibrator that you're going to be playing with, what's its name?
Ty, short for Tyrone.
We just got a call from the Sacramento News Bureau. All the lights are dimming.
Did you know where it was? Is it your girlfriend's vibrator, Steve?
We kind of share it.
Okay, we got us another one. And its name is Tyrone?
Yes, Ty.
Ty, okay. Tybo.
Ty, a yellow ribbon.
Should he explain the sharing?
Yeah, would you explain the sharing, please? Thank you, Buzz.
Well... Sometimes she uses it, sometimes I use it.
Do you use it together?
Yes.
Sometimes alone.
The last guy was just goofing with us. He played like a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Tell us, when you use it by yourself, how do you use it? How do you use it?
On the boys.
Oh, that's great. And now I'm officially grossed out.
Yeah, me too. Me too. All right, well, go ahead and, how do the boys like him?
Oh, they shout every time.
Oh. Oh, he's
gay, but not too gay.
This is like one of the guys you'd see on Real Sex.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on HBO?
No.
Okay. I forgot what was the name.
It's Steve and his vibrator, Ty.
Tyrone.
Okay, that's Tyrone. Oh, yes, please turn Tyrone on and let's see. What
okay,
he's got,
here we go.
What
Ty,
he's got to offer.
Ty one on.
Boys, that may be a winner.
Could you hear it?
That's pretty good. That's pretty strong.
Are you
strong.
Kidding? Mm-hmm. Deaf people are calling, saying, oh, well, who's that?
That's the strongest one since Curious George.
That's right.
Hold on a second.
Stronger.
Hold on there, Steve. Hold on a second.
And a slightly better story. He was just so into it, though.
Hello. I'm the boys. Ha-ha! Don Mike Show. Hello.
I think he's got it in the bag.
Hello, who's this? You're nuts. Stop it. Hello. Don Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey. What's up? You know an album I love by the Stones? Hot Rocks. Or was that? Is that? That's
the
Stones.
That
yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, if we don't stop talking about this explicitly, we're all going to get sacked.
What's your name, my friend?
JJ.
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 Oh, come on, JJ.
Damn. Damn.
Damn. Damn. Damn. James is dead.
JJ, where are you from?
Vermont.
All right. And your vibrator, I'm sure it's Dynamite. What's its name?
Blue.
Blue. And how long have you owned the vibrator?
About a year.
And it's yours, JJ?
Yes, it is.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
Do you use it on yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Front or back?
Front.
And what about your girlfriend?
She uses it, too. We share.
And so when you're together, you use it, too?
Yes, we do.
Do you use it every time?
No, it's just something for variety.
Only what, when you feel you can't get the job done?
I wouldn't go that far, but, you know, variety's nice, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
What did he say?
He said variety's nice. Variety is nice.
Sure, if you can't get it up, it's great. So, all right, put the, and then I keep forgetting the name.
It's Blue.
Blue, oh, that's right.
JJ and his vibrator Blue.
If you would be so kind as to put the working end up to the telephone, and let's hear what Blue has to say.
Time to work, Blue.
What can Blue do for you?
All right, here we go.
Not as loud as Tyrone, but in the early stages, probably the way he would normally work it. The way.
How was that?
Wah, 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 wah,
what were you
wah,
doing
wah,
there at
wah,
the beginning?
Wah.
Were you, like, shaking it around?
Shake it.
Take it one time.
JJ?
Yes.
What were you doing there at the beginning? I heard it kind of going, yang, 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 yang.
It's got little steel round balls at the end of it.
Oh, oh.
Gay, but not too gay.
Okay.
This is the gay thing.
Now we know too much.
This is time for the end of the contest.
Yes.
Every line is ringing, but I don't care. Mike, who do we have?
All right, we'd like to thank Michael and his friend, Curious George.
Yes.
Jason, who somehow got disqualified. Kirk and Blue Boy. Chad with Cricket. You hung up on him, too. Dan with Blackie. Steve with Tyrone. And JJ with his dog, Blue.
I guess I go with Ty. Mike, who do you go with?
Got to go with Ty. It was the loudest one.
Buzz? Oh, absolutely, Ty.
Want to get this prize given.
Faggot? I mean, Rob. Good for you. Dave. See, that's the fight move. Rob abstains. The rest of us voted.
Yeah. We had an enthusiastic opinion.
Yes.
So who's the winner again?
Steve and his Steve. Friend Tyrone.
Hey, Steve.
Hey!
Hey, and he was the happiest guy.
Thanks, guys.
Sure.
Congratulations, Steve. You won the portable DVD player and the Supernatural DVD, courtesy of the WB. Tomorrow night, take a journey into the dark world of the unexplained. Dean and Sam hunt down the evil that's inside your bad place.
Mm-hmm.
The evil that preys upon the innocent in the darkest. Again, talking about the fiber, the darkest corners of America.
Yeah, Steve said he used them on the boys.
Sure, that's what he said. Supernatural, tomorrow night and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central on the WB. And you got the $20 Tower Records gift card, Tower Records and Tower.com. Entertain yourself, but it sounds like you already do.
You'll like that DVD player. It has little steel balls on the edge of it.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I bet you do. Oh,
thank you.
Hold on there. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up. And you realize, I mean, a lot of times we have a contest. We have 18 lines that are available to us. We have maybe, on a good contest, right. We've got like 12 lines. Every single line was jammed up. With guys,
you know, it's you know what else is very unusual about this contest? It's going to give me nightmares tonight.
The boys are back in town. Oh yeah, the boys are back.
Yeah, thanks guys. I use them on the boys. Glad you asked.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, criminal.
Is it the condition of Marsha?
No, she's fine. I'm pleased to report she's fine.
Oh, okay.
She's fine, and she's going to be fine.
That's good.
So you say.
Tonight, criminal charges at the White House. Oh yeah, somebody's going down.
Oh boy. There you go with the sex talk again.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going right. down.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.